Blog Talk Radio.
Diane, she will call on the name of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Why? Because we serve a God of the living and not the dead. He declared according to his word, Isaiah 65:24, while we yet calling, he said he will what? Answer. He said, while we yet speaking, he will hear. So we, praise God, have been ready now to give way to Sister Diane, amen, that come, amen, and pray, amen, for those that we have on our prayer list, and also pray for you that is listening, or wherever you may be at this present time, that we know one thing, amen, prayer is unlimited, amen. Where we can't go, prayer can go and can get there. Amen. People, I be kind of laughing when people say, Lord, go to the hospital. He's already there. Lord, go to the jailhouse. He's already there. Come on now. Am I right? Amen. He's waiting on you and I. Praise the Lord. Okay. At this time, amen. Sister Diane, here she is.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. We say thank you. We thank you, O God, for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, Lord, being able to do not just for ourselves, but for others as well. We thank you for this day, Lord, for we know it was not promised to us, Lord. So, Father, we thank you for this gift. Now, Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness and those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you were just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord, Father, and what they're in need of, Lord. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for their loved ones, Lord, Father. And Father, as we touch and agree with them, Lord, Father, we thanking you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the prayers that you have already answered, the prayer that you're answering as we pray, Lord, and about to answer, Lord. Father, we take nothing and no one for granted, Lord, Father. We thank you for hearing and answering prayers, Lord, Father. So, Father, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Ruth Roman, Lord, Father. Father, we ask you right now, Lord, Father God, to touch her intestines right now, Lord, Father. Father, heal as we speak healing over her intestines right now. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, Father, for doing it for her right now, Lord, as we cover her under the blood, Lord. Father, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord, Father. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you. Lord, Father, we know that nothing is too hard for you, Lord, Father. Healing, Lord, Father, or otherwise, Lord, Father, for you say healing is the children's bread, Lord, Father. And, Father, we know that you are that way maker, Lord, Father. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Apostle McManus right now, Lord, Father. Father, we speak healing over her right now from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord, Father. You know what she's in need of, Lord, Father. And we thanking you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Touch her husband, Pastor McManus, right now, Lord, Father. Continue to give him the strength, Lord, Father, and the peace, Lord, Father, in you as he, one, intercede on his wife's behalf right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you, Lord, Yvonne Jowers, Lord, Father. Father, touch right now, Lord Father, as we continue to speak healing to her spine, Lord Father. We continue to touch and agree right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We also come against a spirit of depression, oppression right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. And Father, we cast it out into outer darkness, Lord, never to return, Lord. And Father, we ask that you release your angels into her home right now, Lord Father. Let your peace, Lord Father, that pass all understanding, Lord Father. Father, rest upon her and in her home right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Felicia, DeAndre, Janelle, and Arianna right now, Lord Father. Father, as we pray, Lord Father, for their salvation, peace in their homes, Lord Father, and come against that spirit of bullying right now, Lord Father. And Father, let them rise up, Lord Father, calling upon your name, Lord Father, dispatching their angels, Lord Father God. Father God, to go before them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Touch right now, Lord Father. Touch mindsets right now, Lord. Father, knowing nothing is too hard for you, Lord Father. Do it for this family right now, Lord Father. They need your intervention right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Nikki, Lord Father, asking you, Lord Father, for your favor, Lord Father, asking you, O God, to intervene in her behalf, Lord Father. You know what she's in need of, Lord Father. And we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your will being done. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, continue, Lord Father God, to touch, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you Rudy right now, Lord Father, that's in the hospital, Lord Father. We continue, Lord Father, for your healing virtue, Lord Father, flowing through and through him, Lord Father, as we come against this COVID right now, Lord Father. Father, we push it back right now into outer darkness and all the tentacles, Lord Father, that go along with it, Lord Father. And Father, we speak healing to all those, Lord Father, with COVID right now, Lord Father. If they can only believe, Lord Father, and call upon your name right now, Lord Father. So, Father, touch Rudy right now, Lord Father. Touch all those, Lord Father God, that are attending to him right now, Lord Father, as we cover his doors right now, Lord Father, with the blood. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we continue hold before you Kathy, Lord Father. Touch her body right now, Lord Father. Father, give her the strength, Lord Father. Give her the strength to continue, Lord Father, to go on, Lord Father. Father, we ask healing for the pain, Lord Father, that continually racks her body, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for bringing her through surgery, Lord Father. Father, we bless you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, we thank you for just being merciful of us, Lord. We thank you and we take you not for granted because you are that King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And there is no other God but you, Lord Father, and we say thank you. We thank you, Lord Father, that when we can come on one accord, Lord Father God, and tear the devil kingdom down, Lord Father, we thank you, Lord Father, as you dispatch, Lord Father God, our warring and minister angels, Lord Father God, to fight with us, Lord Father. We thank you and glorifying you right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we continue to hold before you Miss Maddie right now, Lord Father, as we continue to speak her healing, Lord. Father, touch right now from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. Let her continue, Lord Father, rest easy in you, Lord Father, and know that no weapon that is formed against her shall prosper, Lord. Father, we thank you right now, O God, for moving upon that paperwork for her, Lord Father. You know what she's in need of right now, Lord Father. Send the right person right now, Lord Father. Father, in the name name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you Kenneth right now, Lord Father. Touch his body as well, Lord Father, as we speak healing right now from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord Father. Father, we pray also, Lord Father, for his salvation right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, touch our listeners right now, O God. Father, as they prepare their hearts and their minds, Lord Father, for the word that is coming forth, Lord Father. Father, you know what they're in need of, Lord Father, and we're thanking you right now for supplying their needs, Lord. And Father, for those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Lord Father, let them not, Lord Father, be ashamed to press that one button, Lord Father, and ask to be led to you, Lord. And Father, those that are in need of prayer, Lord Father, let them trust and believe, Lord Father, that you are that healer right now, Lord Father, and that nothing is too hard for you, Lord Father, that they can lay hands upon themselves and continue to pray and call upon your name, Lord Father. Father, we just continue, Lord Father, to say thank you even for this broadcast, Lord Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, Lord. We thank you, Lord Father, how we continue to touch many nations, Lord Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over it and cancel every and any assignment that was sent towards anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, and we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Lord Father, Holy Ghost, we ask you to show up and show out and have your way, Lord, as we speak healing and deliverance, Lord Father, through these airways today, Lord Father. Now, Heavenly Father, I hold before you my leaders, Lord Father, my apostle, my bishop, my pastor right now, Lord Father, as we continue to keep them covered under the blood from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet. Father, we continue to ask you to keep that hedge of protection round about them, and knowing that no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for rejuvenating, refreshing them right now, Lord Father. Father God, continue to pour your anointing, Lord Father God, over them, Lord Father, as they pour it into us, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen and amen again. Praise the Lord. All right, we thank God for Sister Diane, and thank God for the prayer, because truly prayer changed things. Praise the Lord. Jesus said that man shall always pray. That always means don't faint, don't quit, don't stop, don't give up. Why? Because a quitter will never win, but a winner will never quit. Praise the Lord. Now, if you didn't hear your name, it's because you didn't call us and get your name on the prayer list, but as I say, we, amen, prayer is universal. So we pray for you anyway, amen, including our nation, amen. Our nation, we need prayer for our nation. We need prayer for those that's in authority. For our president, our vice president, for all our those that's in the cabinets, whatever party they may be appointed to, and praise God, we pray for them. And this is what it's all about. Amen. The Lord have blessed our country of the United States of America. Amen. God bless America. He has blessed America. Now it's time for America to bless our Lord. Amen. Come on now. I mean, we are founded on God Almighty. I mean, our nation. Amen. This is what it's all about. And I thank God, amen, for just, you know, being in the land, amen, of our land of the free, this nation, democracy. And this is what it's all about. All right. Let me give you a little word here for a little thought, amen, for the day. And we're going to go into the word, amen. That'd be all right. To steer clear of that sinking feeling, never harbor a resentment.
Amen.
I like that. I'm going to read it again. To steer clear of that sinking feeling, never harbor a resentment. Is that you today? To stay clear of that sinking feeling. And if you do, you won't harbor resentment. Because if you get in your heart, it's just like cancer. All right. You have your Bibles? Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to the book of St. Matthew, chapter 4. And we're going to talk about the temptation. Praise the Lord. Now, if our Lord and Savior was tempted, what about you? What about me? And a little subject that I like to use today is, it is written. And who is the real enemy? You ever thought about that one, Sister Diane? Who is the real enemy? The devil wants people to think that it's each other. It's one or other, you know? Huh? Well, how you say it, but the devil is a lie. All right. So now, who is the real enemy? Let's find out in the Word. Notice what I say now. It is what? Written. And St. Matthew chapter 4, starting at verse 1. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, after he was what? Hungry. Verse 3. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. Notice what the tempter come and said. If. Come with that doubt. Am I right? Verse 4 say, but he answered. Is our Lord Savior answering? But he answered and said, it is what? Written. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him up into the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written. See what the tempter did? So he said, come back with word too, didn't he? He shall give his angel charge over you, and in his hand they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Okay, let's see what Jesus said. Jesus said to him, it is written, okay, again, you should not tempt the Lord your God. Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdom of the world and their glory. Verse 9, and he said to him, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. See what the enemy wants you to do? He wants you to worship him. Verse 10, Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan. Are you, in other words, get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Oh, praise the Lord. Ain't you glad that our Lord and Savior won the battle? Y'all seen the war going on, that spiritual war? You seen it, Sister Diane? Spiritual. And notice now, verse 1 said, Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted, what? 40 days and 40 nights, after he was what? He was hungry. Now, how many know that it's testing time now? It's challenging time now. And I'm just not only talking about the coronavirus. It's when the enemy have many ways to come and to tempt you and I. Am I right? Because we are living in a land of plenty. We are living in a land of a lot of material things. Praise God. And this time of testing showed that Jesus really was the what? The Son of God. He was able to overcome the devil and his temptation. A person has not showed true obedience if he or she has never had an opportunity to disobey. See? So we are facing that today. Am I right? Can you be steadfast? Can you be unmovable when the tempter come to you? Come on now. See? Think about it. See? You may win the battle on yesterday, but notice now in our scripture, look how many times that he continued to come to Jesus, and he took him to the pillar, am I right, of the temple. And then he said these words, he should give his angels charge over you, and in their hand they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. See? He come with scripture, trying to get him to hurt himself. In verse 8, again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. Now, he's going to show our Lord and Savior that was already his. Do you know, praise God, when you come into the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, he say, and when you seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, he say all these other things will be added. Huh? See, so it's already, praise God, the Lord have already given to us when you accept him. See? So that's why we don't have to run behind this and run behind that, because it's already yours. If God say you can have it, it's yours. I like the way Sister Diane put it. She say we have to take back what the enemy have stolen from us. Am I right? And she right. Because this is what he wanted the Lord to worship him. That's why he got kicked out of heaven. He wanted to exalt himself above God. Now he has the battle going on again. But he always want to catch you and I at that vulnerable time. At our weakest moment. Come on, y'all, all to pray here now. Now, I want Sister Diane to get Deuteronomy 8 and 2. You know? Praise the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2. What did it say? Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2. What did it say? And I'll read it. Go ahead.
And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments.
And see, that was a test to see whether they would keep God's commandments or not. He tested them. Now, but over in Matthew, our Lord and Savior, he wanted the battle with the devil because, praise God, was tempted, but he never what? Yield. Are y'all listening to me? See? See, it's no harm, praise God, to be tempted by the devil. But the word of God tells us, yield not unto what? Temptation. Am I right about it? Again, I ask you a question, who is the real enemy? See? So we got to be able to recognize, amen, the real enemy. Now, open Deuteronomy 8 and 2, God test them to see what was in their hearts. That's why I asked Sister Diane to read it. See, Deuteronomy 8 and 2, you can read it. See? And they failed miserably. All everything that the Lord showed them and to do, they yet fail. Praise God. Their clothes didn't get old. Praise God. God fed them manna from heaven. Give them water out of a rock. This blessed them all type of ways. But yet, praise God, they fell short. Praise God. Every time they were tempted, they yield up under temptation. All praise the Lord. God wants to see whether or not his people, that's you and I, would really obey him. Come on now, be honest. Now, if you fail and missed it, guess what? You can repent. Say, Lord, I missed it. See, that's what he wants you to do. And he's yet with outstretched arms. He's yet saying, whosoever will. You know, he's yet saying, come on back home. Praise God. You know, you missed it. And just be honest and say, Lord, I missed it. That's what he wants us to do. Why? Because he searched the heart. He knows what's in the minds of our spirit. Am I right? In the name of Jesus. I say again, it is written. Now, if it is written, we can do it. Notice, amen, in chapter 4 here, every time the tempter came, praise God, he came with the word too. Now, see now how you got to be able to discern the spirit of error from the spirit of truth? Because everything he came with, our Lord and Savior, he came with word. He said, it is written also. Come on, y'all, let's go back to it. But now, what separated his words from our Lord and Savior? Let's examine it. Okay? In verse number 3. Now, when the tempter came, the devil, to him, come to Jesus, he said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Are y'all with me? That one word? Then I tell you, come on, thank you, Sister Diane. Diane with me. See, well, I tell you, every word in the Bible is important. He came with a doubt. And that's what he come to you and I with. He wanted to come with doubt. He wanted to come with you with, the Lord, he ain't this. The Lord ain't real. You done heard that for many, many years. He's coming back. See, and you entertain that, and you keep looking at it and say, well, it is. It's been, I heard that when I was a child and all these things. He wants you to entertain his thoughts. So now, who is the real enemy? He said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Now, look at verse 4. Come on, stay with me now. But he answered and said, this is our Lord and Savior, see. What did he did not deviate. He didn't get on his cell phone and call nobody. Come on now. And say, pray with me. Come on now. He said, it is written. See what he said? And what is the subject today? It is written. If it's written, you can be steadfast, unmovable. You can abide in the word of the Lord because he has spoken. And if he spoke it, he able to perform it. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Y'all see that? You see what our Lord and Savior did? You know, we have a saying in City of Victory. What would the Lord do? Ain't that what we say? Am I right? Am I saying that right?
What did God say about it?
Well, yeah. So thank you, Sister Diane. What did God say about it? I think Apostle put that to us. And I think that's a good, you know, we need to think on that when we are being tempted. Come on now, when thoughts come to our minds, what would God do? What would our Lord and Savior do? And we're reading it here now, what he done. When the enemy came with doubt and unbelief, with if you are the Son of God. The Lord knew he was the Son of God. That's why he came. For God so loved the world that he came, that whosoever believe in him should not what? Perish, but have everlasting life. So he knew who he was. He didn't come on his own. He was sent by his Father. Oh, y'all ought to help me here. I'm going to preach here in a minute. Oh, praise the Lord. All right, look at verse 5. Then the devil took him. See how the enemy don't quit? See, I beat him last week. Well, what about this week? Huh? Are y'all listening to me? Then the devil took him up into the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple. See? How you going to sit the Lord on something is already his? See? And verse 6, and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written. There it is again. What that one word there? What separate the our Lord and Savior word from the devil word, from Satan word, is if. Don't never overlook them two-letter words. If is a big word in the Bible. Now, if our Lord and Savior use if, it's in a different context, content. He said to Israel, if you will, I will. In other words, if you do thus and so, I'll do thus and so. He's saying the same thing to you and I. He said, come out, if you come out from among them and be separate, then you'll be my God, and I'll be your sons and daughters. You see the difference when the Lord used it? He used it for you to come to him. But when Satan used it, he come with the if, it's a doubt. That's the content that the tempter used. So you got to be aware. And I often say you should have known the spirit of error from the spirit of truth. Tell me right about it. Verse 6, and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written. And then he finished with, and that's in the word of God. That's why he said, it is written. How he, see how he missed doubt with truth? He got to show you truth to try to deceive you. That's why you got to be mindful and know the spirit of error from the spirit of truth. Are y'all listening to me? That's very important. Notice this is a spiritual warfare going on here. God is the spirit, and he looked for such to serve him in spirit and truth, but then you got to another spirit out there. You got the spirit of the devil. See? He ain't no something you see with a red suit and a tail and horns on his head and a pitchfork. That's a cartoon. But he is a spirit. And when he come, you're going to have, it is written inside of you. You're going to have some word. Praise the Lord. You can't go run and go grab your Bible when the temptation come. Come on now, y'all going to help me here? Verse 7 says, Jesus said to him, see what Jesus said? It is written. See how he never deviated from his word that he spoke? So what we have to do when the tempter come? I thought you were saved. I thought this. I thought the tempter don't care nothing about all that you talking about and you thought this and you thought that. But when you put the word on him, put the blood on him, it is written. See? He said, it is written. Again, you should not tempt the Lord your God. See that? And it is written. What I am showing you today is we should never deviate from what? The word of God. If it's in you, this is the time now for it to come out at the time of what? Temptation. By him winning his battle, we can overcome. Why? Because he done prayed the prayer. And if you read St. John chapter 17, he prayed the prayer when he prayed to his Father. See, don't say that. I can't make it. Oh, this temptation too great. There's no temptation given unto man that our Lord and Savior didn't go through. Come on now. He said, he would never put no more on us than we can bear. If it get too great, he going to give you something, praise God, to overcome that temptation. Come on now. Verse 8, again the devil took him up on exceedingly high mountain. See how that devil didn't quit? Looked like he kept taking him higher. He ain't going to take you low. Come on now. You see it, didn't you? He kept taking him where? Higher. Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain. He took him into the trinity of the temple. After our Lord and Savior to defeat him there, he took him up higher so he can look down and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And all of it belongs to our Lord and Savior. Okay, Sister Diane, get me 1 John. Not St. John, 1 John, chapter 2, verse 15 through 17. Oh, praise the Lord. 1 John chapter 2. Oh, praise the Lord. Jesus tempted by the devil, but he overcame. And we can be overcomers if we follow the pattern what our Lord and Savior done. Did he deviate from the word? No. When the enemy said, if you this, if you that, the Lord said, it is written. See? Now, if our Lord and Savior stayed with the word of God, what about you and I? Come on now. Huh? Okay, Sister Diane, give it to me. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, what does it say?
Verse 15 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world.
Uh-huh.
If any man loves the world,
mm-hmm.
the love of the Father is not in him.
What does it say? If you are what? If any man love the world, and the love of the Father is not in him. Y'all hear that? Did y'all hear that? Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now, that don't mean that the Lord don't want you to have to enjoy yourself. But put it in perspective. See? We love too much of the world. I mean, come on now. Why would you put church off of serving our Lord and Savior who done bless you with everything that you got, including health and strength, and everything that you got, praise the Lord, and you're going to put off church to go for entertainment. Come on now. Ain't no well. You stop looking for excuses. All excuses went back with him when he went on the cross. See? And this is the problem. We want to put the cart before the horse. We want to put everything before our Lord and Savior. But our Lord is yet saying, it is written. And he's saying here, John saying, do not love the world or the things where? In the world. Not that he don't want us to enjoy it, but put it in perspective. The God that we serve is a jealous God. He said, have no other God before me. And that's what he said. Come on now. It is written. I'm standing with the word. He said, it is written. Have no other God before me. And look what we do. Huh? And don't have no kind of guilt about it. See how the tempter done won the battle? See how the enemy done well? He had to say if to you. He just showed you, this is what he showed Jesus, but he showed you, took him up to a high mountain and showed him all the kingdom of the world. Ain't that what we said? Did he yield to it? See? But we, don't let us see all this glory. See? Give me verse 16. What does it say?
For all that is in the world, mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but it is of the world.
Y'all see that? For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh. And y'all know it. Come on now. The lust of the eye. And that's what gets us in trouble. Everything look good to you is not good for you. Well, y'all miss me right there. I'm going to say it again. Everything look good to you is not good for you. Come on, help me out, Sister Diane. And the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world love their own. See? And see, when the tempter come and show you all this, especially that flesh, come on now. You yield up under temptation, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. Okay, give me verse 17.
And the world passes away.
And the world did what? Passes away, uh-huh.
And the lust thereof.
And the lust thereof. Mm-hmm.
But he
who do what? The will of God. You abide. That abide mean what? Stay. Forever. God gonna give it to you anyway. Come on. See? All you got to do is keep serving him. Keep looking to the hills. Keep honoring him. Keep praising him. Giving him the glory. Keep worshiping him. God has opened doors that is closed in your face. He'll make a way out of no way. He'll yet turn that midnight into day. If he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now, because what it is written is his will that we prosper, be in good health as our soul prosper. It is written. Are y'all with me now? You see? So don't let the enemy confuse you and cause you to miss the mark. Praise God, because God can give it to you anyway. But he want to be loved first. He want to be honored first. He want to be first and foremost in our lives. Praise the Lord. Why? Because it is written. All right. Let's go back to Matthew. In verse 10, Jesus said to him, "Oh, get behind me." See, he tired of him now. See, you know how we get tired. And Sister Diane, when she get tired, she say the devil lives a lot. See, that means she tired. You know, the blood of Jesus. Come on now. Yeah. But notice, you don't go outside a word. You stick with what? It is written. Jesus said to him, "Away with you." In other words, get behind me, Satan. And he called his name. For it is written. Notice, see how our Lord stayed with the word? I don't want y'all to miss that. But now, what should we do when we come to being tempted? We ought to speak the word. Thank you, Sister Diane. We ought to speak the word. That's what it's here for. He have given us that power. He have given us that authority in the name of Jesus. All right. Sister Diane, get me James chapter 4, verse 7. And all praise the Lord. James chapter 4. Are y'all going along with us? You know, if you're not, write it down. And then read it when we go off the air. Because it's much needed now in these times. Because we're living in challenging time. You're going to be tempted. All right, you ready? All right. Do you know who you are and whose you are? See, You got to know that.
James chapter 4.
Okay, and verse 7. What did it say? Okay, stop right there. Before you can resist the devil, it's something we got to do. Come on now. You got to do what? Submit. You got to repent. Submit yourself, therefore what? To God. You got to get up under God. How you going to resist the devil when you're not up under our Lord and Savior? The devil eat you up. He's no match for him. Come on now. But see, he come when he thought that he had our Lord at his vulnerable time because he had been fasting. He had nothing to eat, nothing to drink for 40 days and 40 nights, and he come at him at his weakest moment. But oh, our Lord took a stand. He stood up. And said, it is what? Written. Every tempt that came to him, it is what? Written. All right? Submit yourself, therefore, to God. What else does it say? Read.
Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you.
Uh-huh. You got to do what? Draw. Come to God. You know what it is written say? Submit yourself. If you draw nigh to him, he will do what? Draw nigh to you. Why? It is written. The Lord ain't going to do it all now. You put all that pity party and things because the temple ain't going to come patting you on your back. He's trying to come to kill, steal, and to destroy. But thank God, our Lord, it is written. He said, but I come where you may have life and have it more what? Abundantly. You see that? See how I'm giving you the word? It is written. See, you can't deviate when the tempter comes. All right, what else does it say? Read.
Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded.
So what you got to do? Purify your what?
Heart.
You got to purify your heart. And you know who? Say, Lord, search my heart. You know what's within me better than I know myself. Purify. I don't want to be what? Double-minded. Why? It is written, a double-minded man, person is unstable in all his what? Ways. You see that? See how I'm giving you it is written? And that's what you must do when the tempter comes. All praise the Lord. All right? Give me one more scripture. What did it say?
Be afflicted and mourn.
Mm-hmm.
Weep.
Mm-hmm.
Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness.
He will turn it. Well, I let the praise dancers dance off that truck, tribute, what it is, turn it.
He turned it.
He'll turn it. If he did it back then, doing the same thing now. Why? Because he defeated the devil. See? It's a battle going on. What kind of battle? A spiritual battle. That's what we're going through today. Is spiritual warfare, the flesh against the spirit. Come on now. So which one are you in? All praise the Lord. Okay. All right, give me a read. Mm-hmm.
Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord,
mm-hmm.
and he shall lift you up.
If you humble yourself in the sight of God, he will do what? Exalt you. You see that? You see what you got to do? Why? It is written. Humble is the way that lead to salvation. Broad is the way that lead to what? Destruction. See? And that's what the enemy wants to show you. Look at all this fun you're missing. It's a funny thing. It's only on the weekend. And I heard a coach, I think it was Herman Edwards, said that no good thing happened good after 12 o'clock midnight. Come on now. What do you say, Sister Diane?
Unless you're in Christ, it's the truth.
Yeah. But you know what? Let me say this. You don't see no chicken running around at midnight. Chicken go to bed when the sun go down. You don't hear them roosting. You don't hear them walking around. You don't see no chicken walking around at night. Am I right? Now, a night hawk, you may see him all type of night. A night hawk? Come on now, am I right? Yeah, he fly around 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, a night hawk. But a chicken, you don't see no chicken. If there's something wrong with that chicken, you don't see no chicken. You don't even hear him make no noise or nothing. Now, 4 a.m. in the morning, you hear the rooster. He'll tell you time to wake up. You know, he bring you up with the sun. But you don't hear, am I right? So as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. See, what are you out there after midnight? Ain't nothing good happening. I mean, what are you out there for? So Diane, say witness. I hope you're a witness. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, praise God. Yes, sir. But it's very, you know, and no good things happen after midnight. See, it's always trouble, it's always disasters. That bad phone call. See, here come the temptation. Here come the temptation. Here come trouble. See?
Yep.
See? Somebody going to jail. Somebody done got this. Somebody done got that. Somebody in the hospital. Somebody done got the head bust. Some always, see? But a true child of God, he going to be in that time of night. Huh? Am I right? In the name of Jesus. All right. Okay, because we know that testing will come, we should be alert. Are y'all with me? Got to be alert. I tell you what, keep coming to me, and I thank God for she gone on to be with the Lord now. That Pastor Sharon would always tell the church, you need to pay attention. And she was so right. We got to pay attention. That's it. Because we know that testing will come, we should be alert and ready for it. Are you ready? Because he's coming. Oh, yeah. He come in many forms. He come through people. He come in many forms. He showed you all. He did see what he did to Jesus. He took him higher. Every temptation, he took him higher. And come with a doubt. If. Every level is a different, that's it. And it gets a little bit stronger and a little bit powerful. And if you're not in, if you're not anchored in the Lord, you're going to get blown away. Oh, I know I'm right about it. Now, remember this. Your conviction are only strong if they hold up under pressure. Now, y'all listening to me? You want me to read it again for you? I will. All praise the Lord. Remember, your conviction are only strong if they hold up under pressure. And that's what he come. The enemy come to apply pressure. That's what he come to do to Jesus. And he come with his what? It is written. See? He come to apply that pressure. Some people, I can't take much. Well, you better chain that. I'm telling you now, because when he come, he ain't going to come to hitting you lightly. He's going to come to apply some pressure to you, left, right, and center. See? And he ain't going to feel sorry for you when you knuckle under. Because he come to steal. You know, he don't want your house. He don't want your car. He don't want your job. He don't want that. You know what he want? He want to destroy your faith. That's what he want. He want to destroy your faith. See? He want you to have doubt and unbelief that our Lord and Savior is not who he say he is. But what did our Lord and Savior say? What did our Lord and Savior say? It is written. He didn't deviate from the word. Why? Because he knew. And I'm going to say it again. I just told you. I'm going to say it again. He knew who he was and whose he was. Now, do you know who you are and whose you are? Do you know it? See, you got to know that you know that you know that you are in Christ Jesus to be able to withstand temptation. All praise the Lord. Okay? Jesus was tempted by the devil, but he never sinned. So he went to battle, didn't he? I think I'm going to get some of this. Although we may feel dirty after being tempted. And we should, yeah, you know, because we feel, he want to put that guilt to, we call it a guilt trip. He want to put that guilt trip on you. Yeah, but guess what? When you hadn't knuckled under, when you hadn't yield up on the temptation, okay, you hadn't done nothing. See? Okay? Although we may feel dirty after being tempted, we should remember that temptation itself is not a sin. Y'all got me? Y'all see that? See? See? It's yielding up on the temptation that caused you to miss the mark. See? See? Remember that pressure. He kept applying the pressure to Jesus. He kept taking Jesus higher. He took him to the penalty of the temple. Then he took him to the high mountain. See, he always want to show you something greater. See? You know what he got church folks now? Notice I say church folks. Running behind the lottery now. Trying to get that money. See? Be aware. The love of money is the root of all evil. Why? It is written.
The love.
I don't know it. Y'all help me out here, Sister Diane. Notice what I say. See? Thank you. See Diane in the word. I just said every word. It ain't that he don't want you to have money. The Lord don't want you being broke and disgusted. Don't let broke his jewels struggle. But don't put it before God. And this is the problem. See? You get the money and forget about God. Won't pay the tithes. Come on now. See? You pray and God give you money. See? Will you pay your tithe? Will you bless the Lord? See? He going to run and give it to the bank. But then it is written, will a man rob God? See how the tempter come? He'll come and when you done got it, you done forgot about God. See? He can pay off everything and give you all what you need because he's the one that supply. It is written he will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You see that? See, so you don't forget about our God. We should remember that temptation itself is not a sin. We sin when we give in and disobey God. Remember this. His will is to help us turn away from temptation. He's going to give you at that hour what to say or what to do. He always have a way to escape, a way to escape. And it is written, and that's what it said, a way to escape. See? You yield because you want to do it, all right? Jesus wasn't tempted inside the temple or at his baptism, but in the wilderness. Now, are you out there in the wilderness all by yourself? Our wilderness today is that world. Come on now. That's where the wilderness at today is that world. And all the cares of the world and everything is out there for you and I. But put it in perspective. That's what you have to do. Okay? Where is he? All right? Now, in the wilderness, Jesus was in the wilderness after he was after fasting 40 days and 40 nights. Where he was, now, watch this. He was tired. You know, after that much fasting, you're tired. No food, no water. He was alone, and he was hungry. Y'all see that? And thus, most vulnerable. And that's when the enemy come to you at your most weakest moment, when you're without and you know you need for your physical body, well, it's mentally and physically. Yeah. See? See how the tempter, how he come? Now, the devil often tempt us when we are vulnerable and when we are under physical emotions, especially stress. Some of you right now, listen to me, got a lot of stress on you because things ain't working out. And the enemy bringing that stress factor to you. That stress factor will lead to their first cousin, like strokes, heart attacks. Oh, y'all not listening to me? Hear me. See? Cause you to have other ailments in your body. Because he don't care how he kill you, as long as he kill you. He'll have you enjoying yourself in the cares of this world. You be enjoying yourself, and he's killing y'all at the same time. No, y'all ought to hear me today. But it is written. Come on now. Greater that is in us than he that is in the world. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God is a good God. Merciful God. For example, loneliness. See? Y'all see that? You need a man. You need a woman. See? Sister Diane said, you need Jesus. Hmm? You're tired. You waited. Big decisions of facing with uncertainty. But he also liked to tempt us through our strength where we are most subtle to pride. Pride is the number one. Be careful with your pride. Oh, tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell you nothing. Hmm? So big-headed. Me? Because you got an education. You got this. You got that. See, you ain't got to listen to this. You ain't got to listen to that. Be careful. Pride is the number one of God, what he dislikes. Why? It is written. Hmm? You don't believe it? I don't believe that. I'm glad you asked. Okay? I'm glad that you asked. Oh, praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. All right. Turn your Bibles. Amen. To Proverbs. All praise God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. The seven things that the Lord hates. You see it there? Proverbs 16. There's some things that the Lord hates. Number one is pride. In the name of Jesus. You're not there? Mm-hmm. It's not there. Oh, praise God. He's not there, huh? Okay. Oh, praise the Lord. All right. Okay, well, I ain't going to waste time on it. Praise God. But the number one on God list that the Lord dislike, number one is what? Pride. See? Pride will always. Pride, yeah, you got it? Pride. Yeah, there, huh? Yeah. Pride goes, thank you, Sister Diane. See, verse 18, pride go before destruction. Uh-huh. And see, we got to be careful. Now, verse 19 says, but it's better to be of a humble spirit with a lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. See, so we got to be careful. We have to watch ourselves. See? Pride is the number one on God's dislike list that will cause us to miss the mark. See, we have to be careful. In the name of Jesus. Amen. But it is written. And that's what I like to show you. I like to show you it is written. It is in the book. And that's what we have to obey and go by. See? And the word have tell us that it's man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out the mouth of God. Y'all see that? See? Because it is written. See, so everything that is written, we can have it. Why? Because the Lord have said it. And if you his children, you his child, praise God, don't you want to do the best for your children? Hmm? They come ask for bread, you ain't going to give them no serpent. You know, ain't that what Jesus said? Hmm? They ask for this, you're gonna give them, you know, what they ask for. You ain't going to give them something to hurt themselves. So as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. See? The Lord loves us, and he ain't going to give us nothing to hurt us. He's going to give us something to help us. See? And I thank God for it, that we serve an awesome God. We serve a God, praise God, that is on our side, that will never leave us, not forsake us, in the name of Jesus. But when the tempter comes, see? Can you say it is written? What's inside of you? Do you have some word inside of you? Hmm? I know I'll share this. We having service at the hotel. I wasn't at the time. I'd like to, for Apostle to always share. He shared this. See, this guy was liking this girl. Show you about the temple now. Yeah, and so she just talking. He just talking. So she told him, say, well, meet me at the hotel. See, and he didn't know. And so he showed up there. And when he showed up, guess where it was? It was church time. He thought he was going to get a room. He got something all right. He got the word. He got it is written. I thought that was so cute. See? See? She didn't say it was written, but she sure had something for the tempter. That's boy. He showed up because when she said hotel, he thought show boy. He had it made. See what you got to do? See, that's standing up. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I like that. Praise to that fella. Yeah. I have mercy. He thought, sure. Boy, I tell you. But see, see what you have to do. See, it's always a way out. Amen, God. Amen. I mean, she had good intentions. Now, that's a good Winston, too. And she did that. Praise God. All right. She did that. See, now. Amen. Don't give in. Praise God to that temptation. Praise the Lord. Amen. She did that. Amen. I like that. That was so cute. I tell you. I guess he was fit to be tied. He showed up there and all them people sitting up in there. He stayed. Dad said he stayed and listened to the word. I guess he had been too embarrassed to get up and walk. Did he ever come back? He left there. He never been back. Oh, that mercy. But she fixed him. I thought that was good. Praise the Lord. So God bless you today. Amen. It is written. Always remember now who is the real enemy. Praise God. Be able to identify, to know the spirit of error from the spirit of truth. Now, in the last days, the Bible said that the enemy come to, he's coming like an angel light. See? So you have to be mindful. Be careful. Notice the words when people are talking to you. See? They're going to come with something. That's why Paul says, study to show yourself approved. He told Timothy, a workman under God need not to be ashamed, but rightly divide the word of truth. See? A lot of folk will tell you the truth, but they won't rightly divide it. It's a difference. See? But the enemy always going to come in with some doubt and going to put some in there that is not supposed to be there. See? So be careful with that doubt and unbelief. Praise God. The Lord is looking for faith. What is faith? Faith is trusting. It is written. So God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Bishop love you, but Jesus love you more.
Amen, amen, amen. That was an awesome word coming forth from Bishop Porter. It is written and it's so true. Every word in this Bible is important, including the little ones. And you know, when you look up that word temptation, you know, it says the act of tempting or the state of being tempted, especially to evil. Especially to evil. I tell you, the word says that signs and wonders shall follow you. But a lot of people today are running after the signs and wonders. And he said, temptation, you're going to be tempted because he's going to show you truth before he deceive you. Study the word. Get closer to God. Ask him for that spirit of awareness, discernment. The enemy today is not playing. We have so much disagreement amongst relatives in relationships, on jobs, but that's the enemy's job to do. We are first spirit beings. That's what we are first. What you see, the flesh and the, you know, this fleshly body right here, that's housing your spiritual body. So be careful today of temptation. God is not going to tempt you to do anything wrong. Anything wrong. If he tell you, go feed the homeless, you think the devil going to tell you go feed the homeless? You think the devil going to tell you to go and help your neighbor, help your brother, your sister? No. Temptation today. Be aware. Take heed to the words that is coming for today. If you have any doubt about a word coming forth, go before the Lord. We always give you scripture. As we give you the scripture, follow along in your Bible. That way you know that we ain't adding and we ain't taking out nothing. But if you don't write the scriptures down, if you don't go and search the scriptures for yourself, you can be so easily deceived, because the only word that you're going to know is whatever the pastor say. The pastor say in such and such, in chapter, verse, this is what it says. That's all you know, and that's what you're going to repeat. Why? Because sometimes we get so lazy that we don't even want to go and search the scriptures. We don't want to go and read the scriptures for ourselves. We don't want to go and spend that time with God just reading. They say a chapter a day keep the devil away. So you know what? take that time today. Read that chapter. Meditate in that chapter. As you read, ask God for the discernment. Ask him for the understanding today. Again, we just thank God for that word that came forward from Bishop Porter. Join us every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you would like to listen to this broadcast again from the beginning, you can tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit. Or you can visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries and click on the link. For those of you that God has laid upon your heart to send a donation into this radio broadcast to continue to keep it on air, for those of you that have Zelle, you can do so by entering logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. Or you can visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. If you do not use any one of those platforms, you can mail it in to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Join us every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. That calling number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Again, that's 712-832-7144, code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. And always, always remember that prayer is universal. So let's come together and stand in unity and pray today. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things,
start happening. I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.
Let go.
He's the only one with the answer.
Let go.
Let God.